California. It's work of every kind. The only job I ever got out there was waiting on a welfare line. Once I had a dollar, once I had a dream. Now all the work is being done by a big old machine. Thank you, folks. Welcome, everyone. So good to see so many old friends and some new friends here, too, tonight. I hope you're all our friends, because you do outnumber us, and we'd have to struggle here. I love it here in New England. All the old buildings have been restored, made into pubs. Picture of Bonnie Prince Charlie up here, Stuart pretender to the throne of Scotland. We know about him, and it's a pleasure to be here. We're going to kind of wind our way through a musical journey here for an hour and a half, and this is a song about a character called Tumbleweed. Mississippi, out on the open plains, in an Oklahoma cow town where the sky begins to rain. In a dusty, rundown honky-tonk sits a drifting tumbleweed, thumbing through a magazine that he can't even read. Tumbleweed remembers how the West was won and lost. The homestead act and the dust bowl, everybody paid the cost. The great white father promised to treat his children all the same when Indian Territory was Oklahoma's name. But Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to try and settle down. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he can't find no place to rest. All the desert wind blows tumbleweed, the spirit of the West. Time to an old flat top box guitar. He's a local guitar hero. He sings straight from the heart. And his tip jar is just a jungle of worn out dollar bills. He makes his bread and grocery in the local bar and grill. When he starts picking that old guitar, well, the people turn and stare. When he starts singing them songs he wrote, there's magic in the air. He can heal your wounded heart. He can set your spirit free. He can raise your hopes to be the very best that you can be. A tumbleweed keeps rolling. He just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to try and settle down. Tumbleweed keeps rolling. He can't find no place to rest. The desert wind blows tumbleweed. The spirit of
thank you. Somebody, a friend of mine, Doris, asked for Footprints in the Snow because I know that's going to cool things down here. But right now we're going to kind of keep getting hotter. And I'd be a fool and a liar if I didn't say that I'm blessed and honored to play with everybody up here on stage. My right, Billy Bright on the mandolin. And playing bass here and singing beautifully, and looking beautiful, decreasing the ugly factor about by 100% up on the stage. This is Bryn Davies. Over here, this is the hombre, the man, the maestro, the big D28, Tony Rice. Thank you.
sorrow. Too late to feel pain. He's just an old hobo. He's been lost out in the rain. Well, he never caused trouble. So don't have no fear. He's just an old hobo.
You know, when that instrumental we played there was Stony Lonesome, written by Bill Monroe. It's a Monroe number. And when we used to pull into a country music park an hour and a half late in the old bus called the Bluegrass Breakdown, Bill would just holler back at everybody struggling to put on their suits and shave without a mirror or water. Get your antiques out, boys. We got a show to do. So we got a few antiques up here today. I mean, besides us, there was the instruments that are... Tony's playing a guitar that belonged, it was the main guitar for the late and great Clarence White.
No, this isn't the one. This one was washed up on Cape Cod. I found it today.
All right. Let's hear a little of that guitar, man. Yeah, it's got that good salt tone in there. Yeah. And this guitar here, well, I'm assured that it was in tune in 1935 when it was made. But it's kind of a special instrument, though. Well, if this guitar could talk, I know it would tell stories of life on the road. Honky-tonk bars and Cadillac cars tune up and rosin the bow. Now this guitar Charlie Sawtell, one of the boys in Hot Rod. He left it to me with Heather Roundtree and Jean to my wondrous surprise. Hey, Charlie. C.F. Martin, way back in 1935, had a rundown spruce top, oh, they got it just right, Honduran mahogany back inside. And there's songs in the wood, there's tunes in the grain of trees a thousand years old. Ebony fingerboard, mother of pearl, friendship more precious than gold. Keeping the show on the road. Any requests today that we can play for you here?
All right.
I said Moonlight first.
Let me take the great pleasure here of introducing you one more time to a man who needs no introduction but who is well known by his identity. I'm working on this part of the show. The master of the big D28 guitar, Mr. Tony Rice. Thank you. Anthony Rice, Antonio Rizzo. Oh, my. You know, a lot of people ask me down through the years, how did Tony Rice ever get to be in such good shape as that? And I have to tell them that Tony spends a lot of time with me down in South Texas, a little place down there called Camp Howdy. Give me a good mini pearl. Howdy, Yankees. Yeah, well, that's pretty good. Yeah. Well, you know, we were down at Camp Howdy getting ready for this little tour, and we were sitting around the campfire. Actually, we were sitting in the campfire. You've been there. Searching for spiritual sport. When out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre. Had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, oh, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy, we're vegetarians. Veggie what? He said. Say, you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're going to fly with the free Mexican Air Force. Well, when he said spiritual sport, sure enough, we climbed out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap. Slipped in a comfortable pair in them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. We climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot's seat and I felt proud. Then he whistled. Somebody whistle for me. I'm a little dry here. Thank you, thank you. Then we whistled. 27 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. And they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels and we started rolling down across the bean field. But as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, Bo? I called him Bo. This thing fly? Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious? Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. He just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end. And the fuse was lit. And Beauregard smiled at me with those deep, compassionate, and empty eyes. Dude! You drive! I grabbed hold of the little wheel and I pulled back. A miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind.
Hey!
Those are my words exactly.
In the Morelos Mountains, campesinos are planting their fields. Where the ghost of Zapata rides a horse that can still outrun the wheel. High in the sky above and clear out of sight. It's the free Mexican Air Force and we're flying tonight. In the little town of Taunton, the cowgirl is cooling her heels. Remembering that God gave us herbs and the fruits of the field. But a criminal law that makes outlaws of those seeking life. Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse. The free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight. Flying so high. How strange and innocent herb causes money to burn. They'll jail you or kill you for making those rich fat cats squirm. Fools who make rules with no difference between wrong or right. The free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight. Now me and Miss Monica, we went out on the old campaign trail. Checking out the bush. Who went to Yale? Then we met a Whitewater Willie who never inhaled. Now the free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse. Free Mexican Air Force is in the White House tonight. I am so high.
We want to play a couple of three new ones here for you. Because I know you never heard that last one before. Then.
Fire when it warms you in its glow. colors of the rainbow. Trouble fly, let it go, bird on the wing. Fear not, when you breathe out, you will breathe in. In this very lifetime, you shall be free. You will find the time to rest your mind in luminosity. You know the secret, but you never tell. You know the secret, but you keep it oh so well. Now maybe don't go like a lamb to slaughter. I'll fetch the wood. It's no chore, it's no bother. I'll fetch the wood, I'll carry water. When evil times come with bitter tribulation, oh, we all fall down without a strong foundation. Like a child on a battlefield, a candle in the hurricane. Thank you. the buffalo. Some turquoise in his hand. By his side sat running elk, his longtime Indian friend. He vowed that he would stay by Jack until the bitter end. Jack had gambled everything he owned to lead this wandering life. He might have had a happy home or a tender loving wife, but his hunger was for trading trappers' furs for turquoise stone. Anything that the Indians had, Jack wanted for his own. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo. Said Jack to running elk, I'll gamble all my precious stones before I leave my body here among these bleaching bones. For now my time is drawing near, I'm filled with dark regret. My spirit longs to journey as the sun begins to set. We've raped and killed, we stole your land, we ruled the guns and knives. Fed whiskey to your warriors while we stole away your wine. Said a running elk, what's done is done, you white man rule this land. Lay the cards face up and play your last broken hearted hand. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. When you're dealing cards with death, the joker's wild, the ace is high. Jack bet the Mississippi River, running elk raised him the sky. Jack saw him with the sun and moon and upped him with the stars. Running elk bet the Rocky Mountains, Jupiter and Mars. And the sun was sinking in the west when Jack drew the ace of spades. Running elk just rolled his eyes, he smiled and passed away. Jack picked up his turquoise stone to cast them to the sky. He stared into the setting sun and it made a mournful cry. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. Thank you.
Thank you, folks. We would like to do a number here that we've been working on for a little while. This is a tune that I wrote out in San Francisco when I was out visiting an island in the middle of the bay out there called Angel Island. And it's where the Asian immigrants were kept, especially the Chinese were kept when the railroads were being built and after the gold rush, and there was so much of an influx of people from Asia. And out on Angel Island, up on the walls of the barracks, are poems carved into the wood in Chinese, and it's become a national monument now, and I'm sure you can find it on angelisland.com or someplace like that. But anyway, it's on the map. And when you get to the west, you know, it's quite a lot younger than here, by a few years anyway. And it's interesting to check out some of these old sites. There are still Chinese temples up in the gold country where crossing the Pacific and coming to the west coast, so many came. And I thought, after reading those Chinese poems, I thought that this might have been a story that actually happened here.
Now I live my life like a Chinese painting. Your shadows wash against the sky. Empty brush strokes on Angel Island. We never said our last goodbye. Thank you very much. We've enjoyed our time here, blistering on under the lights. The fireplace is lit, of course. Nothing like a cheery hearth. Again, for Billy Bright on the mandolin. Bryn Davies on the bass. Tony Rice on the guitar. All right, this is an old-time number here. We want to leave you with this. A tune called Cattle in the Cane. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Her cheeks were as red as...
gave me trouble all of my life. Hand me out in the cold rain and snow. Rain and snow. Oh, Lord. And her cheek. If you ever feel sorrow,
Since mother and
wander by the graveside. Darkness finds me where I need.